Yeah.
I think there's no doubt I tried to be as positive as I possibly could right to the end. For the team's sake, for my sake as well, I wanted to give myself and the team every opportunity to come out here and play our best cricket in this test match. I wanted to send a really positive message to my teammates. So I thought that was the right thing to do at the time. And then throughout this test match, obviously things didn't go to plan. You know, as a player, you build yourself up for the biggest tournaments. That's what you want to be involved in. You want to play against the best. And like I said out there, in one day cricket, that was the World Cup. In test cricket, that's the Ashes. So whether we won this series or lost this series, my decision might have been the same. I'll never know, but that's a decision I've made. I believe it's the right decision for Australian cricket. I believe it's the right decision for me. Yeah, it's funny. I've just read something on Hutch's phone that says otherwise, but the selectors have not spoken to me or didn't speak to me at all about being dropped or standing down or retiring. I made the decision late last night with my beautiful wife and spoke to my family. And then this morning I had a conversation with Darren Lehman and Rod Marsh and told them what I was going to do, and they were both extremely respectful and thankful for what I've given Australian cricket. Yeah, look, I don't feel sad, to be honest. I'm more disappointed or sad with the way we played through this series than the way I played as captain. You know, that's probably the most disappointing part. I'm not sad about this being the right time to walk away, because I believe it is the right time. I believe I've had I've been blessed to have the career I've had. I've played over 100 test matches for my country. I've been a part of, you know, some amazing teams. We've won more than we've lost, so that's a nice feeling. And I've been lucky enough to captain Australia as well. So, you know, I'm extremely thankful to all of my teammates and all the people that have helped me firstly make it into the Australian team and then to help me have the success I've had. You know, again, I've always said cricket owes me nothing. I owe it everything, and I still believe that. The last thing I want to do is take the thunder away from Alistair Cook and the England team. They deserve all the credit in the world. They've played exceptionally well, and I'm very confident they'll get that credit. Not really. Yeah, like I say, I made the decision last night. It's not like it's been coming for the last 6 months. It's not like I planned it. That wasn't the case. Like I say, win or lose, who knows? I might have still been sitting here saying the same thing. So, it's the right time. I'm happy with my decision. And I'm thankful that I've been given the opportunities I have to play this great game for as long as I have for Australia. Every innings while I've been batting, I've been thinking about it, but not really. And when you're in that moment, like I say, that what's disappointing is I haven't led from the front with the bat. I haven't scored as many runs as I pride myself on as captain of this team. So that was the disappointment I was feeling when I walked off yesterday after getting out for not as many runs as I would have liked.
Thanks. Michael, England won 4 home series in a row. Australia won in Australia 5-0 twice. Is it just getting harder to win the Test series away from home?
Well, I think if you look at the last 5 years, there hasn't been many victories away from home for any team. So, yeah, I think it is. I think it shows how much home ground advantage helps, knowing your own conditions, how much that helps. But that's the greatest challenge as an international sporting team. It's a challenge. It's what you want. You know, imagine the feeling when you do start winning away from home consistently. You will be the best team in the world, and that's what it's about. You know, I don't think you want it easy. I don't think, you know, I think that's part and parcel of playing around the world, and that's what I've always said. People that perform in first-class cricket at home doesn't necessarily mean they're going to make a great international player, because you know conditions. You play in your backyard every single day. It's when you have to go and play in the subcontinent where it turns, in South Africa or England where it swings and seams, Australia where there's pace and bounce. You know, that's the greatest challenge of being an international sportsman, to be able to win home and away. So, yep, it is tough. There's no doubt about it, but it's the way it is. I've been so lucky to be a part of, even from when I started, amazing teams, I guess, you know. So, I don't think there's too many individual performances that stand out above anything else. I loved winning as much as anyone. So, you know, 2007 was a fantastic year. We won the World Cup. We won the Ashes 5-0. Obviously, winning the World Cup final, in Australia recently is... no doubt that's a highlight, and always beating England was nice, so that's probably another one. I think my career has been, you know, like my batting, there's been highs and lows. I've tried to ride the wave of success when I've been on top. I've tried to fight my way, you know, back when things haven't gone to plan. So, yeah, I don't think there's personal milestones that I love any more than the others. That'll be dictated by others, I think. For me, it was about giving everything I had to the team, and I think I've done that. Pretty much. I told them that after the Oval, I was going to retire from international cricket. There was a few surprise boys, but again, they respected my decision and all went out of their way to come and congratulate me on my career.
What kind of place do you think Australian cricket's in, and, you know, Steve Smith, is he ready to
be the captain? Yeah, I think Smitty's ready. Again, it's not my place to say who is the next captain. That'll be decided by the selectors. I think Smitty had the opportunity through the Australian summer and showed that, you know, that he's going to make a good captain, and only time will tell, but I've certainly got faith in him. I believe in him, and I believe in the Australian team. You know, I think we've got a lot of talent, whether it be in this change room or in the Australian system coming through. I think we need to be patient, there's no doubt about it, especially if we lose a few guys in one go. We've seen that a few years ago when a lot of the greats walked away from the Australian team. It's going to take some time. I think we've got great staff. Now, I think that goes a long way, and it's probably underrated how important the staff are to try and help you get the best out of yourself. It's going to take some hard work, but it's going to take the media in particular to keep the faith. I think that's really important. I think we need to give players a good opportunity, not write them off when we see one or two bad performances. You know, believe in them and stick with them, especially through the tough times. That's probably the one thing that I'd love to see improve, especially in the Australian media. I think we can stick strong with players, especially when they're not performing as well as they would like. I think you watch and see how hard they work, these young players, and I'd love to see us get behind them rather than write them off. I've absolutely no idea. I haven't thought that far ahead. Like I said, I made my decision last night to retire from international cricket. After the Oval, I'll have time to, again, speak to my beautiful wife and make a plan.
And on your CV, how much do you regret not having winning England on
I don't regret it, because I've given it everything I've had. At the end of the day, you can only do your best. And unfortunately, sometimes that's not good enough.
Last two, Jess.
Wally Edwards has wished you the best for your final test. Did the chat with Rod and Darren, the initial selection for the Oval, come up? And if you were still a selector, what call would you make?
It didn't come up at all. I didn't have that conversation. I'm not a selector. I don't have to worry about it.